three checking in for Marshall.
That's right. Now, Martin, he's just checked in the game and taken three hits.
How about that shot?
Through shooting routine, and every game does that.
Look at Chris Martin, who has his third made three of the first half. He looks like you.
He is a real star for the Tigers.
Leading scorer for the Tigers, Chris Martin, is explosive. He can meet you off the bounce, but he's even more dangerous from beyond the arc. 46% from bonus land. USF will need to find him early.
Oh, yeah, I thought I had a new intro. We still got the same intro. I just had to flex one time.
What's going on, man? It's your boy. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on the Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Sir, he's back.
He's back.
I got something else for y'all too. Yeah. You probably wondering why I played that. Because these other trainers can't see me like John Cena.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
These other fitness podcasts can't see me like I'm John Cena.
Dom DeMarco.
If you didn't grow up watching wrestling, you won't get that. But anyway, man, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. As you know, if you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The realest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. We got the most haters out of any other fitness podcast out. We got the most critics. Everybody got something to say, man. And when you got people talking ish about you, and you got people making assumptions about you, that just means that you're doing something right.
Let him cook.
If you're a return, I need you to hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. If you Playback Gang, I need you to hit the like button. And before I get in the comments, and before we get this episode started, listen. If I cook you, if I put you on the podcast and I respond to you, don't come in my DMs and my comments at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. I have become more emotionally intelligent, but the old me would have been posting about you all day. I'm not even going to give you any more attention. Unless you try me one more time. That's it. Get out. Go do something. Go hang with your wife. Go hang with your kids. I know you got something better to do than 9 o'clock on a Sunday than to be trolling the source. And that's the last time I'm going to say that. Grown men, stop coming into my comments bitching. I don't care. Doctorate, PhD, MBA, NBA, NFL. I don't care. I've had everybody in my comments and my DMs. You're not changing my opinion. You might have done something on your level at a high level. And guess what? I don't come to your page telling you how to do that. So don't come to my page telling me how to do what I do. Let me see the results. No, I didn't say touchdowns. Let me see the training results. No, I didn't say a point scored. Yes, Dwight Howard, you inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame yesterday. I'm happy for you, but that don't mean you could come on here and talk about helping men get their ish together when it comes to fitness. Let me get off my soapbox and let's get this episode started, because that's how I'm feeling today. I'm tired of these ninjas bitching on my page. Grown men ain't got nothing better to do with today's day. Anyway, let's get in these comments, and I'm killing y'all already. Checking in during my workout. Wicked Scorpion, what's good, bro?
Welcome to the show.
Jennifer, what up? Live on a Sunday. Hey. Love the intro. That ain't the intro. I just had to flex one time, Jennifer. Oh, darn. What's up, Tasha? Hey, Tasha, you trying to get me canceled. Tasha's trying to get me canceled. Just ran for the first time in a few months. It was harder than I thought it would be, but over time, it'll get better. Absolutely, bro. Running ain't no joke. People sleep on it. Finally made it to a live. Entertain me. What's going on, Fit Fam? Yes, sir. Thanks for the help with the 396-pound squat. My legs are dead. That was good work. I'm in this bit. AC Marty, what's the name of the shorty you was trying to impress with all them kids? You're funny.
Dom DeMarco.
Seth, you're a funny guy. You can't see me. Hey, look, I hope y'all love the new music, man. Is that 70s music? I didn't know that, Jennifer. I just know that from John Cena. What's up, CC? What up, Steph? Get out your platform shoes. No, ma'am.
Nope.
Shy, what up? Big Spider in the building. If you down Ebony Fat Weekend down Houston, skipping the classes and going to all the brunches, don't watch the podcast.
Dom DeMarco.
You know what? I never really told y'all about my experience at Ebony Fit Weekend, man. Ebony Fit Weekend probably won't be seeing me again. Oh, yeah, I'm good off of that, bro. Yeah, we'll talk about it another day. Jump rope workout in session. But shout out to everybody dope at Ebony Fit. Yeah, you know, I'm cool with a lot of people there. It's just not for me, you know what I'm saying? Doing my calisthenics while watching the live. What up, Chelsea? Go put a wig on Mona. What's going on, Mona? Tell him to cook. Hey, you preaching tonight. Thanks, bro. Congrats on your run. Yes, sir. Yeah, I thought that was the John Cena theme song. It definitely is, man. Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Make sure y'all hit the like button. See, bro. See? Deathstroke pressed you down, Ebony Fit. Come on, bro. I'm leaving at this. I'm Ebony Fit, dope event. It's not for me. And I'm not saying nothing else. That's it. It's just not for me, man. And I'm not. Look at Spider-Mode trying to get me to talk. I'm good, bro. Listen, man. What the hell is good with these big backs on these, trying to get on these horses?
Big back activity.
Yeah, Spider-Mode, you was there. I forgot. What's up with these big backs trying to get on horses?
Big back activity.
If you 500 pounds, you don't belong on no horse.
Nope.
If you 600 pounds, you don't belong on no horse.
Nope.
The horse shouldn't be struggling. The horse supposed to be much stronger than a human.
Nope.
The human should not be making the horse weaker.
Nope.
Let's check it out, because that ain't what's supposed to happen. Hold on 1 second. Let me get the video. Oh, man. What the hell is going on? What the hell is this?
Scoot up, son.
Look at the horse. Oh. Look at the horse talking about.
My leg went out. Ooh.
Come on, man. Come on, man. It's animal abuse.
Back.
Wait. You sit up. No, not you.
Sit up on the horse.
Sit up.
And put your feet in the front.
You can't lean on him.
Black.
And these ain't Jamaicans this time. This is American ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is us.
In the middle.
You got to get in the middle. You hear the horse making noise? Look at the horse. Look at the horse.
Yo, Black.
Come on, man. You been doing that to a horse, man. See, come on, man.
Hey, Mama, he good.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
See, man, this shit not even funny, bro.
Nope.
You know damn well you too big for that horse.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way you fitting on that horse.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And my problem with these big backs and this agenda for encouraging this big backism.
Big back activity.
You so entitled, you think you belong on the horse like everybody else.
Well, he can do it. I can do it too.
And then when somebody tell you, no, they the bad guy. Oh, you're fat phobic.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
You coming up with all these words, and it's not only is that dangerous for the horse, that's dangerous for you. Because if you ain't got your feet in the little foot straps, and the horse stands up, the horse barely could stand up. But say the horse were to stand up, and you go flying off the horse, you could get hurt. So you putting an innocent animal in danger, and you putting your big back ass in danger.
Big back activity.
You know damn well, as soon as you heard this, you did not belong on the horse. When that song comes on, it's time to get away from the horse. Need to horse your ass to the gym. You need to horse your ass to the grocery store and get some meal prep. You need to not worry about the horses and try and force yourself on the horse. You worry about the horse and your wife about to get a big back divorce with your big back ass. She tired of your big back. Fellas, tighten up. This shit is not cool. It's one thing for the women to be trying to include themselves with body positivity, inclusivity, and all that shit. Unacceptable for men to be doing what the women do. And that's why.
Strike.
Oh, what? That's why.
No diddy, you know.
That's a whole nother topic for another day, which we will address that on this podcast as well. Stop. Even if you are.
No diddy, you know.
We still men at the end of the day. Stop trying to make the big back excuses and include yourself like the women do. This shit getting crazy. Get your selfish big back ass up and get the Planet Fitness. And stop trying to force it on horses. I'm killing y'all. It's getting crazy out here, man. Let's acknowledge some of these comments, man. Saw that on IG. Horse never stood a chance at all. 500 pounds is like the weight of a full-grown lion that can take down a zebra by leaping on his back. His fat ass committing animal abuse. Report that to PETA. Exactly. G Gaines, what up, my guy? Poor horse, right? You know, black people.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Black Americans or something else. And you can't speak on it. You can't. This is the thing. If you white and you tell black Americans, hey, you can't do that, they're going to call you racist. Where's my thing?
Phobia is rooted in racism.
If you black and you tell a black person that's wrong, they're going to call you a coon. They're going to call you Uncle Tom.
Nope.
Samuel Jackson off Django.
Nope.
Who's supposed to correct black people? That's what I want to know. Who's like, the owner shouldn't let him get on there. Facts. Oh my God, his leg went out.
my leg went out.
And his back was pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Oh shiznit. Now they're going to say horses need to make accommodations for big backs. That's animal abuse. They out of pocket for that. Big facts.
Big back activity.
Poor horse got big worm from Friday on his back. Horse got four torn ACLs. I was about to make a joke. I can't make that joke. The horse was like,
nope.
The trumpet kills me every time. Yeah, you know when you hear that, the horse ride is over. It's a wrap. Yeah. Big back Nas X trying to go down the Old Town Road. Owner should get a visit from ASPCA. I bet the fat activists like Dank will say the horse is fat phobic, of course. Circus music got you weak. Put the biscuit and sea biscuit and then ate the biscuit. Let's look at this one more time. Yeah, this shit is crazy.
Scoot up, son.
Oh!
Mm. They about to break the horse back.
They talking about you supposed to let plus size people on the horses?
Nope.
Hold on. They talking about you supposed to let plus size people on the horses?
Nope.
You can't get on a horse if you ate Chick-fil-A plus Sonic. You can't get on the horse if you had Buffalo Wild Wings plus Five Guys. You can't get on the horse if you skip the gym plus you ain't burned no calories since 2023. They talking about you got to have a plus size equality. The only equality I see is his weight equal 500 pounds. The only equality I see is his caloric intake for the day equal 5,000 calories. That's the only equality I see.
Sit
up, sit up.
And put your feet in the front.
You can't lean
Black.
On him.
You gotta
lean in the
Dude,
middle.
The horse spine about to break.
Oh, you gotta get in the middle.
Oh, he breaking the horse.
He breaking the horse's spinal Black. Cord. He breaking the horse's spinal cord.
Black. Yo, Black. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, look at that. That's crazy, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, come on. How you gonna do the horse like that, man?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Listen, man. We doing big back boot camp. Don't let me become president. We putting big backs in boot camp, and y'all can't get out. Y'all can't. You can't. Hold up. You can't vote. You can't get your tax return. You can't get your paycheck. You can't get your W-2 until you drop 200 pounds because this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm sick of it, man. Somebody got to call this shit out. In other cultures, like Asians, when they correct their own, they listen. We don't for some reason. Crazy. Spinelli. They knew he wouldn't be able to get on that horse. That's why ninjas had their phone out. Yep. Crazy. He shouldn't have skipped leg day. That motherfucker got four legs. His big back ass never did leg day. He only did leg day walking up the steps to brunch.
Nope.
He only did leg day walking at the amusement park.
Nope.
Because that was a lot of walking for him. They tried to have a horse try to squat all that weight. Even a dog mad. I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep this episode going, man. Yes, sir. And guess, and I, like I told y'all, these other fitness podcasts can't see me. These other fitness podcasts can't see me like I'm John Cena. Yeah. 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 They can't see me, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Put me up against any fitness podcast, and it ain't no competition. You dig what I'm saying? And you, and it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And guess what I heard?
So she's back.
And guess what else I heard?
So she's back.
D5 sitting on the runway. Big ass chopper, call that Beyonce.
So she's back.
What's good, my guy?
What's up, my boy?
Man, what's going on, man? They got me fired up today, man.
They time is up. Our time is now.
Listen, bro. They
see me. My time is now.
It's getting to that point, bro. I got to put my foot down. I'm tired of being nice to ninjas, bro. I'm waking up at 9 a.m. to the same ninjas in my damn comments.
No diddy, you know?
Talking that bullshit, man. We ain't got time for that, man. Come on, man. If you get big, you shouldn't get a tax return. They going to spend it on snacks. Oh, what's up, Marshall? What's up, sucking at games, man? What's up, Mark Rose? The dog care for the horse more than the humans, exactly, man. All right, bro. How you like that the John Cena edition, bro?
That's fire.
Thanks, bro.
It's the franchise, bro. I'm signing there.
Listen, man, it's that time, bro. It's time, bro. We gotta put our foot down. You gotta put our foot down, man. All right. We got, yeah, you can't see me. But hold on. Let's get it. Yeah. Where'd he go? I can't. Where's C. Marty? Where'd Tune go? We can't see him. This podcast can't see us. All right, man. We got Big Back Becky.
Big Back Activity.
Now, listen. Y'all told me that it don't matter what big backs do. You good, bro?
Yeah, I had to clean it up a little bit. We good.
You good. You good. Yeah. They told me it don't matter what big backs do. They can't help their weight. They can eat clean and go to the gym. Just because they're big doesn't necessarily mean they're drinking alcohol or they're eating bad.
Nope.
And it doesn't mean that they're skipping the gym.
Nope.
So we're going to look at Big Back Becky here to see if this is true.
How old are you?
How old am I? 27.
You been drinking?
A little bit.
What you been drinking?
Vodka.
How many shots?
Tito's.
Nah, I say how many.
He said how many shots? Her big back ass said Tito's.
Big back activity.
Drink the whole bottle. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a big back ass answer.
Shots.
Let's say I had a pint in the car and I pregame.
I thought you had a little bit.
Nah.
You was lying.
I was.
Oh, okay then. You done?
Nah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I'm willing to bet this. Anybody her size is probably drinking the same amount of alcohol every weekend.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
That's all I'm saying. It's ridiculous now.
Oh my God.
Huh? That's what I'm saying. She's 27 years old. It's ridiculous now how much people are in denial. And it's not even in denial. People just straight up lying.
Stop the cap.
You know damn well you've been drinking and smoking and eating. You know damn well why you gotta lie.
Stop the cap.
I guarantee she been eating too. She wasn't just drinking pints. She probably was eating pints.
Stop the cap.
She probably had a pint of buffalo wings. They probably brought it out in same pitcher they bring bottomless mimosas in.
Stop the cap.
She probably had a pint of fries right next to it.
Stop the cap.
She had 3 pints on the table.
and a pint of pizza.
And a pint of pizza.
Stop the cap.
What the hell is wrong with people, man? Listen, you're not fooling us, man. Get it together. We know you got bad big back ass habits.
Big back activity.
You got anything on that tune?
Me personally, and I don't know if it's me, but if I'm that big, I'm not stepping out in public because I don't want to get ridiculed for my size.
That's another story for another day.
It's just a level of embarrassment. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
man.
But people have no shame.
Just no shame at all.
And she on her way to go drink more. Matter of fact, she was drinking before that interview. Had 2 pints of buffalo wings, 1 pint of fries, 1 pint of pizza.
And she pregame.
with more big back food at the pregame.
Listen, man, they gonna tell me that I'm fat shaming. But she shamed herself by getting that big. She shamed herself by being that big and doing that big back ass interview. Call me Shane McMahon. Call me the Shame. Because it's getting ridiculous out here, man. We're going to look at the video one more time. This right here getting crazy.
For you.
How old am I? 27.
You been drinking?
A little bit.
What you been drinking?
Vodka.
She got the biggest tricep down south.
How many shots?
Tito's.
Nah, I say how many shots?
Let's say I had a pint in the car.
That blouse is 6X.
And I pregame.
And that skirt is 7X.
I thought you had a little bit.
Nah.
You was
them sandal size 12 men.
Lying.
I was.
Oh, okay then. You done?
No.
Where's her neck at?
Nope.
Get her big back ass off the screen. We're done with her, man.
Is there anything such as 60% body fat?
She might be more than 60%. She might be 70%. How your body fat is C+. You can graduate body fat ass. Have an ass. What the fuck are you talking about? It's getting crazy out here, man.
That's crazy.
Oh man. That's a huge bee. I can't get that button, Wicked Scorpion. She's a huge elephant. That's crazy. You know his dusty ass gonna try to smash that later on. That's crazy. She's shaped like Thanos. My leg's hurting just looking at her.
My leg went out.
27 years old, looking and sound like a middle-aged woman. Sad sight to see. Beyond ridiculous. Spider-Mo, you got to take another one for the team, bro. You know that Spider-Mo lane, you know he do that. That's why he jump on tires like that. With 6'8". Him and 6'8".
6'8".
It takes a lot for a big chick to get buzzed. She's cheated. I thought she said Cheetos too, Seth. As the late Kevin Samuel say, you can't make this shit up. You literally can't. That's why I'm in the gym, because ain't no way I'm going to let myself get that big.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
No way.
You ain't, You ain't trying to be a big dog?
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I remember when it was rare to see somebody built like Jabba the Hutt when I was a kid. Now I see him every trip to Walmart. Shit, crazy. Yes, it is uncomfortable. D-Weez, what's good, my guy? That blouse, she ripped part of the shower curtains. She did. And the living room blinds. 100% body fat is crazy. There's a ninja looking at her going, God damn! Talking about, yeah, I know she could, never mind, I can't say that. How does she sleep at night? So much stress on the heart. A lot of women don't care about their weight because simps still in their DMs and cracking them grizzly bears. It's real shit, though. That wasn't an outfit. I saw shower curtains on Temu with that same pattern. Isn't the heaviest body percentage for a man 20% or is it 24%? What do you mean the heaviest?
Nah, it definitely surpasses 30 plus 40.
Yeah, what do you mean heaviest? I'm about to say, hold up. We know ninjas with 50% body fat.
Right, all body fat.
Estrogen ass ninjas. Ninjas taking estrogen supplements now. There's that vitamin shot. Yeah, y'all got estrogen here? No, sir. We got testosterone. I don't want none of that.
Nope.
Y'all sell dresses?
I don't want to be toxically masculine. She feel like the mucus from that cold medicine. Hey, yo, the Mucinex? That's why folks like that are scared to get a personal trainer. Y'all on here cooking the fuck out, folks. Guess what?
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
We do not care.
If somebody want to tell me I need to get my bankroll up, and they start making jokes about broke ninjas and broke black men, guess what I'm gonna do? Get my bankroll up. But you're making black men feel bad. And guess what, Tune?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Get it together. Yeah, I got another one. I found another
one. It's like another one.
It's a different one.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I like that one. Sound more aggressive.
If somebody making you feel bad, oh well. Step it up. It's a good cause.
You're financial shaming.
Yeah, exactly. She will complain she can't find her size at designer stores. Facts. The retention in the ankles. That's crazy. Heaviest healthy body fat percentage. Oh yeah, that's probably about right. Hey man, we killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going. All right, this girl here is gonna show us her big back anger and tell us why people make fun of her fat ass. You gonna tell me why I'm making fun of your big back ass?
Big back activity.
Let's check it out.
Let's hear it.
Back. Now, that's not an issue for me.
Open in line, having ass. What the hell kind of opening line is that?
I'm fat. Now, that's not an issue for me, but it seems to be a very big problem, pun intended, for you, particularly the men and some women that don't like my content. And if you thought you didn't like me before, someone come hold my 10-piece and fries. Because what I'm about to say,
it's barbecue in there.
Say it's gonna make your blood boil and your unwashed ass itch. I love
put it in the oil.
My body. The titties are tittying. The fupa is soft. And
bitch, that become my fupa big.
My thighs are thick. You don't have the intellect, skill set, nor creativity to verbal.
So because we're talking about your size and how unhealthy you are. We lack intellect. Got it.
Really spar with me, which is why your only and immediate retort is always to call me fat or make comments about my weight. It is the only weapon in your arsenal, and it's a very dull one at that. But the real issue that you have with me is the fact that I have the audacity, the nerve, the unmitigated motherfucking gall to bring my fat ass online for the world to see and proceed to open my mouth and say whatever the fuck I want, how I want, and to whomever I want. With the added bravado of meaning every fucking word I say. And it's for that reason that between Instagram and TikTok alone, I have over 33,000 and counting strong of people not only across the country, but around the world that want to hear what I have to say on a daily basis. Meanwhile, you have no profile pic, no content, or the only thing you can post are gym selfies because you don't have a fucking personality. And
so now if we post gym photos, we don't have any personality.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hey, Tune, I'm learning a lot today.
You don't have friends. No one gives a fuck.
And we don't have friends.
About your opinion, which is why you're in my comment section trying to convince me that no one cares about mine. Well, I got evidence to the motherfucking contrary. Check the engagement, bitch. My content alone is a masterclass in verbal evisceration. And I make these videos for fun. So you can only imagine the emotional damage I inflict when I fucking apply myself. So you might want to quit while you're behind because you already proven that you can't keep up with me. Not only are you not in my league, you're not even in my fucking hemisphere.
We not your hemisphere, that big back ass hemisphere. I don't want to be in that hemisphere. Keep me out of there.
I'm a big bitch with a big mouth, and you can't hurt my feelings no matter how hard you try. I'm not going anywhere. So unless you block me, be fully prepared to see my FAT on your FYP.
I'm a fat bitch. I be eating and snacking. I'm never sharing. Stop asking. You know you want to bite? Stop capping. Stop capping. Hey. I'm a fat bitch.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Well, you know what, Tune?
We're cooked.
At this point, doesn't matter what we do. The world's going to continue to get fatter. She really think that she cooked.
Let him cook.
She thinks she said something. She thinks she stood on business.
Let him cook.
Vocabulary sharp, though. I ain't going to hold you.
She's educated.
She didn't say shit, though.
She's educated. Yeah, if you're educated, you don't have to lose weight. If you're educated, you don't have to go. You don't have to get a gym membership.
Nope.
So a lot of people think that because they can make up for other areas in their lives where they can excel, right? She clearly can articulate herself. She's intellectual, right? So she thinks that makes up for taking care of herself, right? And so a lot of people, what they try to do is shit on fit people and make it seem like we don't have a personality, we don't have intellect, people don't like us, we an asshole, we a dickhead. That is the common go-to.
Nope.
But I say this, though, man. You got to let people like that live in their misery, because we look up in 20 years, when I'm still looking like this, Tune's still looking like this, the source still looking like the source, we still looking fit, we running around with kids and grandkids,
still fit.
And she ain't going to be able to walk. She going to forget all that bullshit.
Bullshit?
What you got on that, Tune?
Yeah, everything she was just saying is a whole bunch of word salad. It sounds good. And the way she put words together, you know.
Sounded great.
A less educated person would think she was spitting, but to the source, you ain't saying shit.
And not a damn thing.
Because at the end of the day, you still unhealthy.
Facts.
You still fat, and you still increasing your risk of potential
every disease,
potential health issues. So at the end of the day, you know, that engagement ain't gonna save your life. Them people that's rooting you on, they don't give a fuck. You know,
they really don't.
They're there for entertainment. They're not there for the sake of your benefit and your health. So, you know, them followers don't mean shit at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, them folks ain't gonna pay your hospital bills. Them folks ain't gonna fund your funeral. Them folks ain't gonna take care of your peoples when you gone or you can't walk and you can't wash your ass because, you know, you're unable to. So
yeah, man.
It sounds good. I like the way she was articulating herself. She got strong vocab, strong diction. At the end of the day, that shit don't mean shit. You feel me? Like at the end of the day, would you rather look like her or would you rather be fit and look like us? You feel
Bars.
Me?
Simple as that, man. Don't listen to that shit. And look at the people you align with. Nine times out of ten, the people aligning with her are fucking losers and not winning at life.
Nope.
So a lot of people, when you not winning at life and you ain't got shit going on, you got to find something to attach yourself and then force that to be a win. You know what I'm saying? You forcing fat to be a win.
Big back activity.
How pathetic is your life? That's a strong force. That's why you try to get on the horse.
Nope.
And break the horse.
And break the horse.
Nope.
You got to be a fucking loser for that. Like, come on, man. Shit is crazy. Oh, man. Y'all going crazy. They loving in the comments. They loving her. Where we at, man?
That's a serious force. That's a force. You forcing the shit.
You're forcing the shit out of it, bro.
Nobody ever wants to force that issue. You got people out here really bragging about that and making that a thing. Like, that's cool to be big, cool to be fat, cool to be unhealthy. When was that ever cool?
It's cool to get Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
It's cool. Nah, facts, bro. Heart disease and diabetes going to take care of you. Yep. This is going, man, that shit going to catch up to you. I'm glad I can see my neck my whole entire life. 10 pieces of family. You know she gets affected by all the fat comments. Since the reason for this response in the first place. Plus, her language is disgusting. Not just how she looks. Oh, brother. Oh. Yep, she stinks. Her energy changes when she looks at a full mirror. Absolutely. Or look at herself naked. Bucket naked. That energy way different.
Or look at the women she can't compare to.
Facts. Beyonce had lemonade, I guess, when her ninja cheat on her. She'll record Kool-Aid. She big enough to have planet orbit around her. Facts. Don't talk about keeping up, darling. You're right. You're big. Yep. She proud of that fatness. She'll be another Dr. Now customer. Yep. All bad food equals bad attitude. Listen to her. Can't keep up with her. She can't keep up with the treadmill. She delusional. Dom Big facts.
Remixes.
And her world, fat women who curse like a sailor equates personality, while fit people showing gym selfies don't. Exactly. Fat people are proven to be more stupid. You got to be a little less intelligent to walk around. Never mind. I'm going to chill today. Tune Stop the Cap. Nothing about Big Beyonce says salad. That was a word burrito. Hey, yo. When she dies from a heart attack, her father's going to be like RIP, and then they're going to move to another fat person. Yep. Don't confuse being educated with word salad. She said a whole bunch of nothing. Yep. All I had to say is they not like us. I wonder if most of the women who talk like that are really okay with it. You know they not okay
they
with
not
it.
Not okay with it. She's affected by every comment that comes through. I'm fat, you fuck this. Them joints start to hurt cut deep.
They probably be cooking her ass. She alive with mimosas, buffalo wings, cheesy bread, and brunches at Ebony Fat Weekend.
See, that guy wants me stopped.
Oh, man. A nigga gonna do it to you every time. I'm telling you, before 2000s, it wasn't cool to be fat, and now it is. I blame black people to a certain degree for enabling big people behavior to be rampant. Dusty black dudes are hyping up obesity in women. Absolutely. Every woman think they could be fat. Big backs love bragging on their titties. Lift them joints up. It's nothing but crust and gristle down there. Word burritos. She really not okay. Lizzo was the same way, found a way to lose weight. She's all about DEI, donuts, eclairs, and ice cream. We got some more big back confidence, man. Y'all ready for some more big back confidence? Let's check it out, man.
What if I'm fat as hell, but I'm fine as well, bitch? I'ma put it on. I bet you that. Look at me, care nothing about it, showing everything. Private topic. Looking and feeling like a two-piece and a 105 biscuit while them bitches coleslaw. Don't nobody want one coleslaw.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Man, this is the mindset, bro. I got you. Hold on. You're right. That's button worthy. You're right. I got
what
you.
What if I'm fat as hell, but I'm fine as well, bitch? I'ma put it on. I bet you that. Look at me, care nothing about it, showing everything. Private topic. Looking and feeling like a two-piece and a 105 biscuit while them bitches coleslaw. Don't nobody want one coleslaw.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And then guess what, Tone? You got they skinny girlfriends that would never look like that, would go extreme lengths to look like that. They gonna gas them up so when they go out in the friend group, they the skinny friends could look the best. And in the back of their mind, they talking about
Gotti, Gotti.
Y'all big back asses be falling for that, so they could get all the men, and you can't get none.
Gotti, Gotti.
That's the funniest part, you guys.
Bro, I'm telling you, listen, bro, good ladies, y'all getting finessed. Stop listening to this shit, man. Need them 90s fine joints back. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
I bet she's single with at least two kids out of wedlock. She's definitely not married. Hey, yo. She was sounding like that one video where that girl couldn't talk clear like this.
A net beat to the beat.
Nobody cares. Live your unhealthy life and leave us with our healthy ones. Yep. Another big back with glasses. She's a stroke waiting to happen. The fatitude is crazy on these heifers. I'm telling you, man.
Got it.
Gotti. Gotti.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Well, they, right. They be the main ones. It's always the big joints that be blocking on the ones that's getting all the attention. It's like they playing security guard to their friends because they know the friends about to get all the men, all the attention.
And they playing like, offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
She good. She good.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't even talking to you, bro.
Yeah, they blocking.
I was happy. You got it. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, they like the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody 6'6", 330. Best O-line in the league.
Strongest O-line.
Crush the Chiefs. Scoring the Chiefs at will. 36 zip. Fuck is you talking about? All right, man. We got, this episode's getting crazy. So the reason I love social media, we got big backs going behind the scenes, showing us the type of shit that they do. So we have a girl here. She goes behind the scenes. She's going to show us what she did at the grocery store. Let me get these last comments. Don't nobody want no coleslaw. I know because you don't. I know you don't because that's vegetables. They all be mad in their videos. The fridge protects the snacks. Was that big black woman's name Monisha? Probably. Ken C laughing. My Chicago Bears need players in the trenches with that confidence.
That's vegetables. Crazy.
Yeah. She don't know that's vegetables, but she do know.
It's Wendy's.
And she do know.
It's Burger King.
And she know all of that. That's them big joints that take.
Oh, that's
Ooh, that's crispy.
Oh, we got a real woo that's crispy coming up right here. Let me pull it up, man. Let's keep it going.
Let me see which one looks better. One looks good.
Yeah. I was really craving something sweet. Like, I literally invented sweet tooth. I was craving cake. Mm-hmm. And I saw that they had this little baby cake. It was literally $5. And I want the cake.
There ain't no baby cake.
So I'm about to take a bite of the cake.
That ain't no baby cake. You just wanted to eat some cake, baby.
Oh my God, it smells really good. It's a s'mores cake. Please don't judge me, okay? Like, literally, please don't. I don't have a fork, so I literally just have
to. Oh no, call me Judge Mathis because I'm judging this big backus.
Big back activity.
No fork, no knife is crazy. No fork, no.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know, ninjas in the DM. God. After they see this.
Bro.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black women getting degrees and starting businesses, or y'all doing this too?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Damn. Oh, wow. Mm. That's like half the cake almost gone.
It's good. It's true. Definitely worth it. But remember, you're not going to judge me, right? I'm literally just a fat ass. Like, please.
You know, black people.
No, no.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, bro. I really feel bad for her, bro.
I feel bad for a lot of people.
I think that
this is a disease.
It's a disease, and I think people doing it for attention. Like she probably really feel bad about her size and really feel bad about
her habits.
Where she is in life, how she feels physically, how she feels mentally, and she's doing this for attention, I guess, to boost her self-esteem. I don't feel like she really is one of them joints that just don't give a fuck about it, bro. I sense some innocence in her. I could be wrong, but this shit is getting crazy, man. And people be praising it. So you got girls like her who I truly think don't like how she is. When she was like, I'm just a fat ass. I didn't sense cockiness in there. I sense she doing that for attention.
Yeah, I sensed a lot of sincerity. And it's sad because, you know, I feel like she's using the engagement or whatever the case may be. She's crying out for help in essence, right? She's looking for some type of empathy, some type of sympathy. But it's just like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on that. But what I do know is getting bad out here. It's getting sad out here. And I don't be mad at these other races when they be looking at our people. They don't be wanting to deal with our people. But look how look how we treat ourselves, right? Look what we do to ourselves. You feel me? Like, nobody wants to deal with big people, bro. You see the treatment that they get, bro. Nobody wants to be around you. Nobody wants to talk. Nobody wants to be seen with you. It's just like, you a monster. Like, you like disgusting, you like filthy, bro. Like,
yeah. You're a liability. You're a liability. Deadass.
You feel me?
You're a liability, man. Hey, but, and I guarantee, man, her eating that cake, I guarantee it's a lot of people doing that behind the scenes. When nobody's looking, people doing shit like that, bro. On the regular.
Daily.
Yes. It's people doing that, bro. And believe it or not, it's people that hire trainers like me and yourself and do that shit and blame us.
And we wouldn't even know that they doing shit like that.
Swear up and down, they not doing that shit, bro. I know they doing it.
It's like people try to drown their problems in food. You know what I'm saying? Like food. Man, food is a motherfucking, that's an addiction, bro.
Outwitting the devil. I'm telling you, bro. It's real. The devil uses food to control us. So we're not productive. So we don't level up. So we don't become better versions of ourselves. The devil uses food for that, bro. I'm a firm believer. Firm believer in that.
And you know, I have a certain level of humility and I'm not afraid to admit, like, you know, every so often I struggle with my relationship with food, which is crazy, right? Because, you know, we personal training, we in this fitness environment, but sometimes I can see myself going off the grid. Like, you know, just I have streaks where it's just I'm eating anything and whatever, but at the same time I know when it's time to be like, all right, cool, like Let's reel it back in. But a lot of people don't have that control. Yeah. A lot of people, they fall off the grid and they just, you know, they fall off the map.
Nah, real shit though.
And it's hard for them to cut or they never recover.
You can't recover, bro. Once you that far gone, it's going to have to take, you know, a lot of times it got to take something tragic, you know, like a true health scare where you about to die or maybe you might have to lose someone. It's got to be something severe like that for you to change. But once you're there, you're gone. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're her big back ass out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
And let's call the cops on her. Don't think because I feel bad for her, I'm not going to cook her big back ass. Fuck is wrong with her?
Sonny almost devoured the whole cake.
Eating a whole person. I heard of a personal pan pizza, but I ain't never seen a personal cake. What the hell is that?
That shorty had the nerve to say it's just a little cake. No, it's okay. Shorty, that's a whole birthday cake.
Bro. Exactly, bro. Cakey Perry, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with her ass? Cake Paul?
Nope.
What's wrong with her ass? The fuck? Damn.
God, with no fork, no knife, just
bruh.
On some pig shit.
On some caveman shit. On some Homo sapien shit.
Nope.
The first human that walked the earth ate a cake.
Nope. At
Big back ass.
Big back activity.
Homeless shit.
Fuck out of here, bro. You know she looked like, you remember what was when we was little, the dinosaur show, the little baby. The little dinosaur show when we was kids, the little baby used to be eating. That's how she ate the cake. I'm gonna show you after the show. You know, you, bro, I don't know if you used to watch that joint when you was a kid, bro. I used to watch that shit.
I remember for real.
Bro, that shit crazy, bro. But she said baby cake like like the serving is for one. My ninja, that's a whole cake, funky ass, didn't use the utensils. Judge Marty Mathis, she was aggressive. Dusty black dudes that don't even work out are loving her. Yep. They probably think she could devour something else other than the cake.
Probably like 3,000 calories right there.
Man.
One sitting.
That is big back shit biting to the cake and can't wait to get home to get a fork. Nope.
Facts.
The big joint from earlier is about DEI, Don Julio, El Presidente, and IPAs.
Let him cook.
Yo, Brown Baldy, I'm taking a DEI scheme and I'm putting it on the video. I just got to find the right video, bro. And I'm going to come up with the C. Marty version of DEI. Please don't judge me when I post my big back gluttony on social media for all to see. Yep. The way she moaning over the cake. You're out of here, Ednis GT.
Strike three, you're out.
Ednis GT, you're out of here. That's crazy. 3,000 calories. Imagine her giving top. Oh, yeah, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're definitely out of here, buddy.
I'm good on that, Sam.
They say big girls do it the best, so that's what they say. Her breathing after the first bite, she was in heaven. Diabetes, ER visits, and inflammation, DEI. The epitome of no hands. Don't feel bad for her. She chose her path. Everybody can't go, and some motherfuckers need to be the example. Absolutely. All seriousness, she did sound like she has low self-esteem. Big or not, she's still a woman. Most women aren't going to do that on the camera. Sugar addiction for sure. Yeah, Seth wild as shit. Shark bite on the cake was pretty wild and breathing hard out there. Yep. We definitely all struggle, but it ain't no excuse for that. It's like she sniffed at 8 Ball. That's crazy. Outside of heavy butter, crab legs, and cheesecake, I'm good with keeping my diet strict. I mean, I feel everybody got their weaknesses, you know? I'm about to dive in. Kate Gyllenhaal. Cake from State Farm. You know she cry while editing her TikTok. Oh man, you gotta be embarrassed if you're that big and you're eating cake like a starving obese gorilla.
You might have played it again. That shit's crazy.
You wanna watch it again?
Yeah, just when she breathed on the cake like she's like
right, she really did, bro. All right, I'll put it back
up there. Like a subtle moan. That shit was crazy.
That shit was insane, bro.
It smells good.
Let me see which one looks better.
Fast forward a little bit.
This little baby cake is literally $5, and I want the cake, so I'm about to take a bite of the cake.
Mm, poor thing.
Oh my god, it smells really good. It's a s'mores cake. Please don't judge me, okay? Like, literally, please. Don't. I don't have a fork, so I literally just have to.
Judge Judy. Okay. Damn, she just went crazy.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hold up. She went to cake for us. She do waking cake soon as she get out the bed. That's them sugar teeth.
I love brown body out there.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
That's a sugar tea version.
Motherfucking sugar tea. God damn. No nutrients. That's what your teeth start to look like. You know,
definitely what? Worth it. But remember, you're not gonna judge me, right? I'm literally just a fat ass. Like, please.
You know, we're gonna do an experiment.
Nah, I've seen teeth like that. It'd be from people that be.
We're gonna start checking out big back teeth.
But your shit start rotting. They get smaller.
Yeah, we're gonna start checking out big back teeth because this is getting crazy, man. Hey, we killing y'all on this episode, man. It's getting crazy, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. All right. Tune.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you thought these videos were crazy, it gets worse.
Oh, man. Can't get any worse than that.
Now, this is the issue. This is an American issue, but it's a black community issue.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Let me make this clear before I continue. We don't hate anybody, okay? We love everybody regardless of race, sexual orientation.
No diddy, you know?
But not only do women encourage big back behavior. Y'all got to stop listening to gay men encouraging big back behavior.
No diddy, you know?
Especially when it comes to dating. If gay men are giving you advice and making you feel bad about wanting to lose weight because straight men prefer fit women over fat women, you can't listen to that. I think you need to listen to straight men. Don't you agree with that, Tune?
For sure.
Am I right or wrong about that?
Listen to men that you're seeking to date.
Then that ain't no homophobia shit. Let's check out this Bama right here scamming these big back women.
Girl, if you're a plus size woman, I need you to understand that there is a certain kind of guy that is checking for you. And he's hungry. Do you hear me? He wants to eat you. You are the meal. Now, my name is Ann.
Ladies, don't listen to no bullshit like this.
I'm a dating coach for 16 years. I'm also your fairy godbrother.
How is he a dating coach for women, for straight women? I know this fitness, but we talking about a whole nother topic here. What the fuck is going on?
I am going to show you the receipts and let me know if I'm lying in the comments. But here's the thing. Bodybuilders are totally into you, but they're hungry.
Ninja, you ain't even got no muscles. What are you talking about? You're not even in the bodybuilding community, bro. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
This ninja talking about fairy godbrother. Fuck, stop what the fuck you doing right there, brother.
Stop the cap. Literally, they're eating chicken, broccoli, and couscous all day, every day. And guess what, bitch? No shade. You're the cheat meal. Be the cheat meal for these bodybuilder mofos, okay?
That's crazy.
Tall, skinny gamers. Girl, they're gaming all night long and just eating chips. Girl, they need to eat. They are hungry. They're into you.
So stay big. You're seeking a straight man, so stay big because this gay dating coach told you to stay big. And it's telling you what you want to hear. We're literally cooked. Let me stop. Let's finish the video.
You better get with them, girl.
And this is no gay hate to anybody. We don't hate gay people, but this shit is fucking crazy.
You better feed them, if you know what I mean. Okay, who else? Black and Hispanic guys. They're very much into you. If you go to any cookout, I will tell you that each one of those guys is getting two or three plates. They're hungry. They want to eat. Okay? Another guy. Old guys. Girl, they have to eat to sustain themselves, girl. Girl, they're close to the finish line, girl. They need nutrients, girl. They're hungry. They're into you. Also, guys that are half your size, some of them are ICU babies, no shade. They gotta eat. Their body needs it, yeah? They're into you as well. So I want you to feed all of those guys. Also the metalheads, they're like doing this a lot and they're in the mosh pit. Girl, they're hungry too.
Right,
they're
I'm
into
just
you.
Saying anything now.
Now, there are guys that are hungry that I don't want you to feed. Do you hear me? No feeding. Military and prison. They're both the same thing, girl, different uniform. Government doesn't know how to feed them. They are hungry. They're eating cardboard meals. They're going to be into you, but I don't want you to be into them. Okay?
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
What the fuck is he talking about? Hey,
so like,
hit the button.
No, I was waiting, but I'll just go now.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
What is he saying?
African and Caribbean guys, they're into you. No, maybe they grew up a little hungry girl, no shade. They're tricky, aka, I wouldn't recommend it.
And women gonna go ahead and listen to this shit, man.
Shut your bitch ass up,
nigga. Guys, this page, man. This guy's a scammer.
Okay. Who else? The big guys. The big guys are also hungry girl, no shade, but they're going to project their fat phobia onto you, so.
Is he a woman?
Don't give him no life, girl. Don't feed them.
Is he a woman? And he's not fat, ladies. I bet you he has, even though he's skinny as hell, I bet you he has a workout routine. And he ain't gonna fat. let himself get fat.
He built
even skinny. Though he
looks
yeah, even though he's skinny fat, he ain't gonna let himself get as big as this woman he's talking to. He's not gonna get as big as his target audience. Am I right or wrong?
Audience, right? I'm about to say.
Exactly. He need to shut his bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Okay. Now I hope that this is helpful for you as you're navigating your dating life to all my plus size queens. Because at the end of the day, I want you checking for men that are checking for you. This is why my program is so successful.
You're not checking for women. You're checking for men.
Successful and why I get at least one woman into a relationship every other day. Because that is...
Ladies, don't fall for this shit.
...the name of the game. Stop trying to go for guys that aren't into you. Go for guys that are into you. Okay? Let me know, out of the people that I've talked to, who's on the top and who's on the bottom of really great partners. And I'll give you mine in the comments below as well. I hope this is helpful.
Yeah, man, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. The encouragement to keep women overweight, keep them don't lose weight. Just choose what type of man you're talking to.
Nope.
Don't lose weight. Just get this type of guy instead of this type of guy.
Nope.
Let me listen to a guy who doesn't even have the best interests of women. Let me talk to. Never mind. Let me. I was about to say something crazy. Real talk, bro. This shit is getting crazy. Ladies, don't fall for this shit. Any agenda telling you to keep your weight, get bigger, because you're only going to decline as those habits continue to get even worse. You're only going to get fatter, and that back is only get bigger backer. When you hear some shit like that, the first thing that comes to your mind needs to be,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And it needs to be,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You got anything on that too?
First of all, it doesn't even make sense. First of all, if you just logically speaking, it's a gay guy giving you advice on how to get a straight man. First of all,
crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Red flag, super red flag right there. And not only that, but his main argument is they like to eat. You're not even hitting no pain points with that.
Yeah, you know that's what I'm crazy.
Saying? That,
sex.
He's not saying nothing. It's just like it's like he being comical about it. So that's another red flag. Oh, they need to eat. Da 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 da. Bodybuilders don't like that shit. I'm a bodybuilder. I don't like that shit. I don't.
They swear bodybuilders love it.
Negative. Bodybuilders love super fit women. But that's a different story for a different day. But going back to that guy, be careful about who you listen to. That's another example of being careful who you listen to, because when you meet, and he knows that fat women are weak mentally, so he can prey on them easily, say any type of bullshit, dress it up, jazz it up, and sell it to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, mentally, emotionally, you weak and you're going to go for anything. You know what I'm saying? So just be very mindful and be very cognizant of the people you're getting information from and who you're listening to.
And basically one of his talking points, probably like his main talking point, was quote unquote, they want to eat you. And to justify being a heavyweight girl, that's not slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
To justify that with sex, just very, very low intelligence level. That right there just shows the obsession with sex will lead you to do some of the most harmful things to your body, right? You're going to continue eating cake in the car, continue these big back habits, continue to try to get your heavy ass on the horse because someone wants to quote unquote eat your vagina. What kind of sense did that fucking make?
He's a dating coach for 16.
And he's a dating coach.
Red flag.
Who's he not even? Off? He not exactly. Yeah, and he not even the type of man you interested in. And y'all gonna sit here and listen to him? I'm sure that comment section was atrocious. I didn't even take time to go through that.
That joint's probably ridiculous.
It was atrocious, bro. I might have looked at two comments. I was like, let me just put this on the podcast.
I can just go look and just see how. They probably just destroying this man in the comments.
Oh, you know they was loving it, bro. You know they was loving it. Oh, man. Let's get in these comments because they going crazy in the comments, man.
they just want to eat you up. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Gay men keep women single.
Let him cook.
Uh-oh. These women will take advice from anybody but the man they want. Damn.
Let him cook.
I'm going to be nice with what I really want to say. Nope, just say it, bro. Why would a dating coach be a homosexual and be working with women? I agree with that. The guy checking for them are a bunch of dusties. That's what he won't say. Of course he's not going to say that. Then just shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hey, I've seen the fairy guy brother. He tells black women they need to start dating white women. What? Because black men are a lost cause. Yeah, that's insane, bruh. I'm scared. And him saying couscous sounded zesty. It did.
No diddy, you know?
You can definitely get rich telling lies to black women. Fuck it, I'm going to say it. Women will take advice from a gay black ninja before a straight black man, but got the nerve to call straight black men gay for telling the truth.
Dom the Monko.
That's a crazy bar, bro. That's a crazy. Hey, that's the bar of the day, my guy. Max,
Baldy be talking that shit, man. Mm-hmm.
Bar of the day. Now, he was to use positive racism and stereotype people, huh? A zesty dating coach telling big back women that they are bodybuilder chasers looking for them and not telling them to get fit. Dang, with Shanna, what up? Jenny, what up? Couscous said you're into plus size women. That's crazy, bro. How the fuck does you being fat do anything to satisfy someone else? I'm Jamaican and I'm offended. He's the navigator. If you want to be happy in life, do the exact opposite of what he says and you should be fine. Yep. Shut your VA.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Yeah, Jenny. He damn near named every type of man 2025, and I know damn well not one wants a fat woman, man. I don't listen to anybody whose hairline disappears when it rains. Now I gotta do some push-ups to re-raise my testosterone after that Rainbow TED Talk. Yeah, please do. Definitely selling something. This dude... the definition of manipulator. Yep. Low self-esteem people will listen to anybody that tells them what they want to hear.
Facts.
Yes, he's been arrested. He's a fraud for sure. Dudes who are lifting the gym and can get women who are fit are not checking for obese women who are barely in the gym unless they are a chubby chaser. All facts. Hey, man, we killing y'all today. This is the realest podcast.
Dom DeMarco.
I know this is the realest podcast out. You know they can't see us. These ninjas can't see us, man. There's no other fitness podcast out like this, man. There's no other fitness podcast out like that. And if they tell you it is, they lying.
Got it.
They lied to you.
Got it.
We got dad bod is a lazy excuse, and we're going to get up out of here, man. Let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Because this is the illest, the dopest, the coolest, the coldest fitness podcast out. Where we at? No, that's not it. Here we go.
Dad bod is just a lazy fucking excuse. Here's the truth. If you're a male and you're over 35 years old, you have no excuse to be out of shape. I don't care if you have a full-time job. I don't care if you have kids. I don't care if you have a mortgage. I don't care if you have to commute to work.
It's a whole bunch of fit people with them same excuses. Cut that bullshit out.
Find time to work out and eat healthy. Is it that hard to find 3 hours a week to go to the gym? Is it?
No, it ain't, because they spend 3 hours doing some other dumb shit.
Is it that hard to find healthy alternatives to all the shitty food you're already eating? And by getting in shape, elevates your entire life. You operate at a higher frequency. I want to put this in perspective real quick. When you have a stomach ache, what happens? You become very irritable. You're agitated very easily. You're unmotivated. Now, what do you think happens over time? Every day when you're eating shitty foods, super inflammatory foods, overdoing the stimulants.
That's why these big backs be having attitudes.
Stimulants on medications. You become super unhealthy. You become a real big asshole. And you're not operating at a high frequency, period. And if you don't want a coach, I understand, but at least get your gene testing done so you can see why you're sick and start building some structure to your life so you can at least start getting healthy.
He's absolutely right, man. When you get fit, fellas, this is for the ladies too, right? That is going to raise your frequency. And I told y'all the other day, was it the other day? Yeah, I told y'all the other day when I was training for the High Rocks race, or maybe I didn't tell y'all. I can't remember. I do so much content. I'm going to just say it again. When I was training for the High Rocks race, other areas of my life got better, right? Had my best month at my regular job, right? Had a great month with my training business. Had a great month on YouTube. Had a great month getting some bullshit out my life. You feel me? It's going to raise other areas of your life. That shit is going to trickle over. Them same habits, them same traits are going to affect other areas of your life, right? When you're lazy, when you big backing, calorie stacking, calorie packing and slacking.
Big back activity.
You think you're not going to do anything else in your life with that same bullshit energy? You think you're only going to do that towards your eating and you're not going to do it at work. You're not going to do it with your family. That shit don't even make no sense.
Nope.
You got anything on that tune?
They're not going to be doing nothing at work, nothing with their family, because they're going to be too lazy to do so.
Yeah.
How you do one thing is how you do everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real shit.
Develop good habits. You know, stop using food as a means to escape your realities and your problems. It's only a tool and it's only a resource for you to operate at an optimal level. And anything other than that, you know, it's abuse. Right, food is not meant for you to play around. It's not a toy; it's a tool. You got to use it. And you got to use it as such.
All facts.
Having a dad bod is just unacceptable. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
I don't even know where this term came from. America's soft. It's soft. People will use all these terms and phrases and words to get people to be lazy and not be the best version of themselves. I'm convinced, but
yeah, man.
A dad body just says that you're lazy. It says that you don't care. It says that you've settled and you're comfortable with just, you know, being the bare minimum man that you can possibly be. You know, when your kids are looking at you, your wife is looking at you, they living with you and they see, you know, they see you not, you know, you're not striving for more. They see you settling for less. You feel me? And that's how they're going to treat you. That's how they're going to talk to you. And that's how they're going to respond to you. Like you got a dad bod. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real, bro. All these suckers out here, man.
There's too many suckers.
And busters. I look at it like this, man. Like, not that I'm the toughest and most masculine guy on earth, but if I had a daughter and she brought me home, I'd be pretty happy. A lot of these ninjas, if my daughter brought them home, my daughter can't get married to them. I don't care. Call me controlling or whatever. You're not bringing no sucker in my family.
Check my daughter.
I'm checking my daughter on that. Yeah, my daughter going to know better than to do that.
I might have to check him just for thinking it was
He's
sweet.
For sure getting checked. He not going to want to get married to her. He going to have to deal with Big Dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Here go Tampa, Nigerian queen. I don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you. We don't care.
That's fine. Go ahead and marry him. You ain't getting none of this inheritance.
Nope.
You
getting shit for me.
You're getting off my life insurance.
Nope.
Go ahead, marry him. That's fine. I can't force you to do nothing. You ain't getting nothing from pops. None of this hard work ain't going to no sucker.
Nope.
And I ain't going to have no sucker grandkids.
Nope.
We ain't dealing with no suck-ass ninjas. On any level.
Hey, man. Hey, it is what it is, bro. But, yeah, fellas, tighten up. Dad bod is not an excuse. Get that bullshit out of here. We don't go for it on this podcast. We kicking dad bod encouragers out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
We kicking gay men telling women to stay fat, we kicking them out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
We kicking out anybody that's encouraging any big back habits, any big back behavior. And guess what? These other podcasts can't see us. These other fitness podcasts can't see us. It's the best fitness podcast out. That ain't even a debate, man. Let's get in these comments. We're going to get up out of here, man. Where we at? Where we at on the comments? This dude is cooking, and I love it. Absolutely. If you're a big bag woman who records herself less than that for baby cakes, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. We need to hear more about Hyrox, Chris. We need to hear more about Hyrox, Chris. Okay, Jenny.
How dare you?
Jenny, I got the Hyrox video dropping Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Let me double check that. What's Thursday? The 10th, April 10th? The Hyrox video dropping April 10th at 8 a.m. I'm just going to double check that for y'all before y'all be like, man, you told us the wrong date. I'll be having a lot of shit going on, so I'll be messing stuff up. So that's April 10th. Yeah, April 10th, 8 a.m. The Hyrox video is dropping on my YouTube channel. So if y'all want to see a little snippet, I'll show y'all the thumbnail in a second. No one is asking a motherfucker who trained like an athlete or bodybuilder, but sitting on your ass and not doing shit to change it is some bullshit.
Bullshit?
Absolutely. How long did it take you to train for that Hyrox? Did you have someone training you to prepare for it? I mean, be honest, bro. I started training for that joint probably at the beginning of the year. I could have trained better. But if you watch the Hyrox video, I'm gonna get a little more into it. Most dudes need to eat proper foods to improve our androgen receptors, so we can process testosterone properly. Our society has an abundance of myostatin. I believe it. I don't know that, but yeah, I believe you. Wicked Scorpion, Mo Fit was racing alongside Chris in those clips, and you know she's the truth with it. Absolutely. If you're a high yellow big back woman who's easily triggered when called out on your size and spew out vulgar word salad, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. Most West African look the way they do because they have myostatin deficiency. Look at the foods they eat. Speaking of Mo Fit, he's a firefighter and still trains, so no one has excuses. Another aggressive bald white man, but he's right. I've said we spent the 2010s emphasizing mental health, and we did it by pushing fat acceptance and not physical fitness. Gut health is mental health.
Let him cook.
Absolutely. Hey, yo, y'all wild. I don't have one, but I'm sure you will be first in line. Oh, she cooked them.
Let him cook.
I have to see if they jacking you on Reddit first, but I mean, yeah, maybe. Hey, yo, you sound like a regular. That's, you holler wild.
Tampa, Nigeria.
Drinking a lot of soda can fuck up your tea levels. Absolutely, man. Hey, fire episode today, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Go ahead. Go like that, man. Hit that like button, man. And, you know, go, like I said, man, you know what it is. It is what it is. I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend, because we got to get the message out there. Tune in. Any closing thoughts on the podcast before we get out of here, bro?
It's the best fitness podcast. They can't see us. They don't.
I got you. Hold on. I got you. Yeah. Yes. They can't see us. Yeah. Go ahead, Toby.
Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate you, C. Marty. It's the best fitness podcast out. The dopest, the funniest, the realest.
You dig.
The most entertaining, the most haters.
You dig.
Damn near the most knowledge, too. You dig.
We be dropping a lot of knowledge on here, man. A lot of knowledge, too, bro. A lot of knowledge, man. You know, I was about to say it's real refreshing, man. You know, a lot of, they see us, they see our appearance. You know, a lot of people think I'm just another black dude on here talking shit, no education, no experience. I loved it having the tattoos and the braids, bro. Y'all think what y'all want about me, dog. When I get to cooking y'all ass, y'all mad. You feel me? So.
Then they want to get with the program when they realize, like, oh, damn, he actually is educated. The funniest.
You feel me? Yeah, the funniest. We be on here laughing. And Geese Ever Fitness Podcast can't see us. Can't see us. They can't see us. Where do you go? You feel me? It's okay, Jenny. She's trolling. It's okay, Jenny. Jenny, quick with the...
How dare you?
If you thirst travel in the chat and stand your feelings, don't watch the podcast. And on that note, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you out here encouraging women to stay fat, encouraging men to stay fast, this ain't the podcast for you. Don't come in my comments bitching. And oh boy, you got one more time to say some shit on my page. I'm really gonna fire your ass up directly on Instagram. And it's not gonna be fitness related. It's not gonna be talking about fat trainers. It's gonna be cooking your ass, Ninja. I'm from PG County. We've been doing this joking shit longer than we've been training. And I'm a great trainer. I'm one of the best trainers out here. And I'm a better joker than I'm a trainer. Put it together. I really will fire your ass up. Don't get it twisted. You got me fucked up.
Not for real.
Get your dad bod ass the fuck out of my comments and on my DMs. I'm not playing with you, bro.
Silly ninja.
I got better shit. I got more productive shit to do in my day. If I take time to cook your ass, it's going to be the worst cooking you got in your life. That's on my mama.
Let him cook.
Ask my mama. She'll tell you. Yeah, that boy going to cook you.
He going to cook you.
That boy going to cook you. Better leave him alone. Real talk.
You don't want that shit, my boy.
No, you don't. You don't want that shit. Stay out, with man boobs, stay out of here. You're a grown ass man, personal trainer, 5'6" with man boobs, and my fucking comments all the time. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Putting wigs on, encouraging trainers to be fat as hell out here.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I left your bitch ass alone. Get out my comments.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And tell your wife stop tagging me before I cut her ass up too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You lucky your son is a baby, cause I cut his ass up too. But I'm not cooking babies.
When the parents can get cooked.
Yeah, stop playing with me. Anyway.
What they talking about, man?
Yeah, messing up my outro. That shit got me hot. Tune, is that a big back drink? She said that's a big back drink.
Daily Warrior.
Okay. Who you talking about? Some bitch ass trainer on Instagram. Buddy gonna pull up the goals looking for Marty. Tell him pull up. Somebody drop the at. All right. Hey, man, we live again Wednesday. 9:30 p.m. Eastern. I had to push the podcast back a little bit. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. Appreciate y'all. Catch the short clips. Catch the short segments. Follow your boy on Instagram. Like I said, man, see Marty Fit on everything. And I'm going to catch y'all Wednesday. Appreciate y'all. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.
Good shit, my boy.
Oh, for sure.